performance, USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the fighting men in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over, over there. Well, fellas, this is Ken Carpenter taking the wrappings off another package from home labeled Command Performance, and addressed to G.I. Joe and the men and women in uniform of all the United Nations. You know, this is your show, yours to command, simply by writing to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. You tell us your favorite star, song, band, or sound effect, and we'll do our darndest to give you what you want. Tonight we're answering a request contained in letters of yours from all over the world. A request to bring you as glamorous a mistress of ceremonies as anyone could ask for, lovely Linda Darnell.
Thank you, Ken Carpenter, and thank you, fellas, for your command to appear on Command Performance. There's nothing I'd rather do, really. Now, when you meet the people who are on stage here tonight, I know you'll agree with me that they're so wonderful that we haven't any time to waste. So let's get started, huh? Fellas, your Pacific pinup girl, Martha Tilson. Come on, Martha!
Thank you, Linda, and hello, fellas.
Martha, I hope in that sheaf of letters you were reading this afternoon you came across a couple of requests for your arrangement of the trolley song. I think it's wonderful.
Well, it's a little too new, I'm afraid, Linda, for the boys overseas to have asked for it. But some of the boys have just written for me to sing what I like. So I'll take a chance and do it anyway. It's for the boys at APO 159, APO 713, and APO 959. The trolley song. With my high starched collar and my high top shoes and my hair piled high up on my head, I went to lose a jolly hour on the trolley and lost my heart instead. With his light brown derby and his bright green tie, he was quite the handsomest of men. I started to yen, so I counted to ten, and I counted to ten again. Clang, clang, clang went the trolley. Ding, ding, ding went the bell. Zing, zing, zing went my heart. Sing for the moment I saw him I fell. Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Bump, bump, bump went the brake. Thump, thump, thump went my heart string. When he smiled, I could feel the car shake. He tipped his hat and took a seat. He said he hoped he hadn't stepped upon my feet. He asked my name, I held my breath. I couldn't speak because he scared me half to death. Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Plop, plop, plop went the wheel. Stop, stop, stop went my heart strings. As he started to leave, I took hold of his sleeve with my hand. And as if it were planned, he stayed on with me and it was grand just to stand with his hand holding mine to the end of the line.
Martha, that was really wonderful. Thank you so very much. And now, fellas, Command Performance.
Just a second, Miss Darnell. I'd like a word with you, if you don't mind.
Pardon me, but who are you?
My name is Cliff Nazaro.
Oh, yes! Well, Mr. Nazaro, just what do you want?
I'd like to buy this program.
By this program?
Yeah, it would make a great commercial show. You see, I represent the Castle Rental Company, makes it affordable for people with disadvantaged families. And I will represent if you're over 35 years old.
I'm sorry, Mr. Nazaro. I don't believe I caught that.
You will. Everybody suffers from it sooner or later. All I want to do is take this program just as it is and put a commercial message at the opening and the closing.
Oh, a commercial message.
Yeah. Huh? I'll show you how it goes. Friends, when you wake up in the message force, do you feel celebrating the motorist? Look in the mirror. Is your calibrator head covered with fuzz? Does your mouth feel like the sound of an opposite of a birdcage? Does your cigarette red taste like a hypnotist lately? If so, friends, you are developing a bad case of And here is where the makers of Calibrator-Aid can help you. Simply dissolve two little hidden spittings in a glass of top of Porter Bed, shake it thoroughly, and scrimp. In about 10 minutes, you will feel, pardon me. Remember that the generators comes in 6 delicious flavors. Orange, Capola Serenity, Happy Hoot and Sugar Ball, Sabre Salt, and Pistachio. You can purchase Adderbys at any meaning kind of stores everywhere. Be thrifty. Buy Adderbys in the home in economical size. It will save you rather boss of celery, tell a little tree, a little hidden and quarter grain, 25 cents. Remember, friends, you order me to board me from the hidden cigarette rate. Spelled backwards is good.
Nazaro, wonderful. Thanks a lot, Cliff. That was swell. Now, for all you gates who like to cut a rug and get the joint jumping with a mess of assorted gut buckets, flush pumps, and doghouses, here's that wonderful Woody Herman giving out with Who Dat Up There?
Who dat up there? Who dat down there? Who dat up there?
Who dat
down there? Who dat up there saying who dat down there? When I say who up there? Who dat down there? Who dat inside? Who dat outside? Who dat inside?
Who dat
outside? Who dat inside saying who dat outside? When I say who inside? Who that outside? None of your lip, that big boy. Stop answering back. I'm gonna give you a tip, that big boy. Announce yourself, Jack. Who that up there? Who that down there? Who that up there?
Who that
down there? Who that up there saying who that down there? When I say who up there, who that down there?
Thank you.
Honey, your lips are big, boy. Stop answering back. I'm gonna give you a tip, that big boy. Announce yourself, slimy. Who's that up there? Who's that down there? Who's that up there?
Who's that?
Down there. Who's that up there saying who's that down there? When I say who up there, who's that down there?
Woody Herman, that was really solid. Now, fellas, along about the time that the radio tube was invented, a new comedy team was born. Now, look, radio's come a long way since those early days, but the comedy team stayed exactly where they were, right on top of the heap. They're here tonight, as per your many requests, to command performance. Fellas, once again, meet Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll, better known to you all as Amos and Andy.
We find Amos, Andy, and the Kingfish in Andy's office, curiously examining a small wooden box that has just arrived parcel post from Scotland, addressed to Andy.
Well, I don't know what's in it. It say on the return address it come from my nephew, Private Jimmy Brown.
Yeah, your nephew's stationed in Scotland, ain't he?
Yeah. He's over there with the army.
Yeah, well, Brother Andy, it's mighty nice of him to send a box like that. Mighty nice.
Well, how do you know it's nice? We don't know what's in it yet.
Well, you know, the Kingfish knows everything. There got to be something in it. People don't go around sending empty boxes to people. Of course, that might be a Scotch custom. I don't know.
Well, there's say on the label there, 1 dozen Scotch kippers. K-I-P-P-E-R-S, kippers.
Oh, kippers, huh? Yeah, they was wonderful. Great to have them things, kippers.
Oh, sure. What's a kipper?
Everybody know what a kipper is. A kipper is, well, don't stand there with ignorance all over your face, you know. Everybody know what a kipper is.
I ain't asking everybody. I asking you what kippers is. I still ain't got too clear a picture of it, you know.
Yeah, well, a good way to find out, fellas, is to open the box up and find out.
Yeah, that's right. Hand me a hammer, Amos.
Yeah, go on.
You really got this thing nailed up. Well, I'll be doggone. Look what's in here, tin cans.
Yeah, well, we know it's one thing. Whatever kippers is, they come in cans, yeah.
Yeah, cool, kippers comes in cans. Everybody knows that. They stick them right in the can as soon as they pick them.
Oh, these Scotch kippers are something to eat, huh?
And how many times does I have to tell you what a kipper is? Open up a can there and you'll know as much as I do.
Yeah, I'll do that. I guess you turn this key on the side of the can to open it, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, just roll the top back. That's it.
Look here. There ain't nothing in here but fish.
What do you know? They're making kippers out of fish now.
Oh, me. I hate fish. What is I going to do with a whole case of this stuff? Seems like a shame to throw it away.
Oh, don't throw it away, Andy.
Yeah, there might be some poor starving family that would be glad to get a mess of fish like this. Here, let me taste one of them kippers.
Mm-hmm. Well, how is it, Casey?
Well, you can throw them away.
Well, how about the poor starving family?
Ain't nobody that hungry.
Say, wait a minute. Let me taste one of them.
Go ahead.
Say, it ain't so bad. I bet with some salty fish like this and some eggs, ought to make a pretty good breakfast.
Yeah, well, I don't want the stuff, Amos. If you want them, you can have them.
Oh, okay, Andy, thanks. When I finish driving my cab this afternoon, I'll come back and pick them up.
Yeah.
Well, see you later, fella.
Okay, Amos.
So long, son.
Now, ain't that just like that fool nephew of mine, Kingfish? With all the good things they got in Scotland, he got to send me a mess of fish.
Yeah, why didn't he send you some nice woolens or some Scotch plaid?
Yeah, or one of them Scotch bagpipes they got there.
Yeah.
I always did want a nice bag for my pipe.
Taxi! Taxi!
Yes, sir. What? Well, Mr. Frank Morgan.
Take me to Broadway and 42nd Street, cabby, and hurry. I have to pick up a girl there at 3 o'clock.
Yes, sir. Which corner?
Well, it doesn't matter. At Broadway and 42nd Street, you can pick one up on any corner.
If you was in a hurry, Mr. Morgan, maybe you better take another cab. I got to make a stop first.
So, will it take long?
Oh, no, sir. I just got to pick up a package. A friend of mine got a case of stuff from Scotland, and he wants to get rid of it.
Well, that shouldn't take long. What? He got a case of stuff from Scotland and he wants to get rid of it.
Yes, sir. You see, he don't like
Scotland. Doesn't like it?
No, sir. Do you?
My boy, the mere thought of it makes me drool all over your cab.
Well, Mr. Morgan, if you was that interested, maybe you can buy it from him. I know he's anxious to get rid of it.
Well, just drive me to this madman immediately. Step on the presser to blow the... For heaven's sake, move!
Yeah. Come in.
Well, how do you do? My name is Morgan. Which one of you gentlemen is Mr. Brown?
Well, I have got that great honor, mister. And this here's the kingfish.
Well, how do you do? Now, my cab driver just informed me that you received a case of stuff from Scotland today. If you want to get rid of it, I might find a use for it.
Yeah. Well, sure. The sooner I get rid of it, the better off I'm
well,
going to be.
Wait a minute. Pardon, dear. Just a minute. Let me and you excuse us. Let's have a little conference here.
Excuse us. Just a minute, Mr. Morgan. What do you want, Casey?
Say, Andy, if this man really wants these kippers, we might be able to get a few dollars out of him.
Yeah. You think he'd go as high as $2?
Leave everything to me. I'll handle this.
Yeah.
Miss Morgan.
Yes.
I guess you realize this stuff is valuable.
Oh, I know, I know. Just mix it with ginger ale and it's heaven.
Excuse us. Andy, let's have another conference here, will you?
What's the matter now, Casey?
Son, we got to raise the ante. Any man that will mix fish and ginger ale is wide open. Any man that will mix fish and ginger ale is wide open.
Let's charge him $5.
Yeah. Miss Morgan, you really like this stuff, don't you?
Well, yes. I managed to develop a taste for it.
I bet it was hard to do.
Yes, I forced myself. Dangerous stuff as it is, I forced myself.
Did you say dangerous?
Yeah. Oh, come now, my dear fellow. This stuff has been known to make a man positively stinking.
You tell me. I never smelled nothing like it.
No? Oh, well, it sounds powerful.
I'll say it's powerful. I rubbed against some of it a while ago and 6 cats followed me home. Yeah.
6 cats? You'd be surprised what follows me home. Well, I certainly hope we can come to terms.
Yeah, well, Mr. Morgan, after talking it over...
Yeah?
We has done decided you can have the whole case...
Wait, just a minute. Hold on. Just a minute. Maybe Mr. Morgan would like to make us an offer here.
Yeah. Well, what do you think a fair price is, Mr. Morgan?
Well, I don't know. Shall we say $50?
Excuse us just a minute. Pardon it, dear. We've got to have another conference. Excuse us, Mr. Morgan, here.
Yeah, well, can't I get in on one of these?
We'll be with you in just a second.
Yeah.
Did you hear that, Casey? $50.
Yeah, ain't no doubt about it. The man is chipper crazy.
Yeah, he... He's a fish lover, all right.
Watch me get him up to $60. Miss Morgan, we have just talked over your price, And we are supposed to turn it down.
Aye.
You see, corporal taxes being what they is, the overhead being on the same level with the stealing and all that, we feel...
Well, all right, I'll make it $100.
This is certainly a big day for conference. Excuse us, come here. Look here, now listen, I done told you if you left this to me, we'd do right. $100, you
see. Yeah. You know, I has always heard that fish was a brain food.
Yeah.
Now, there's a man that eats it all the time, and look at him.
Andy, let's not be greedy. Let's be fair. Let's sell him the stuff for $200.
Yeah, that's a good price.
You think he's fool enough to do that?
Well, just look at his face.
Yeah, he'll do it. Miss Morgan, we figure that we can just about break even if we let you have the case for $200.
That's an outrage. I'll pay you $125 and not a cent more.
Now, remember, this case come right from Scotland, Miss Morgan.
Oh, yes, sir. I can taste it right now.
Stop that! Make it
$150. Miss Morgan, think how wonderful it would taste for breakfast every morning with your eggs.
Eggs. Well, I rarely get started before 10 o'clock, but it's an idea. I'll tell you what, $175.
$200.
$185.
You're getting warm.
All right, you robbers, $200. I better get it before W.C. Fields gets it. Will you have cash or a check?
Oh, it doesn't matter a bit. Just give us the cash.
Well... Very well, here you are. Well, hello there, fellows. Well, Miss Morgan, did you buy Andy's case of Scotch kippers?
Yes, and these so-called friends of yours held me up for...
Scotch what? Scotch kippers, you know, fish. Kippers?
Miss Morgan, we find that we has overcharged you just a little. We're happy to readjust the price for you.
Kippers? But I loathe kippers.
Suppose instead of $200... We makes it, even 50 cents.
Kippers! Why, you, if my mouth wasn't so dry, I'd froth at it. Good day!
What's the matter with him anyway? All of a sudden he changed his mind like that.
Well, I don't know, Amos, except that he's crazy.
You know what I think, fellas.
What's that, Andy?
These Scotch kippers must be the wrong kind to mix with ginger ale.
Thank you very much, Amos and Andy and Mr. Frank Morgan. Oh, Frank, don't go away. You know, we've got that special command to do. Now, ladies and gentlemen of the AEF, the BEF, and the CEF, we come once again to the famed sound effect department of Command Performance. Now, in the past, your letters have asked us to let you hear big, thick steaks frying, glamour girls sighing, baby chicks peeping, and a sergeant's mother-in-law getting a hot foot. But, but tonight, we're going to answer 87,673 requests all at once. Every request is for the same thing, the sound of a bugler getting shot. And and that mighty hunter, Frank Morgan, will officiate. Are you ready with the ammunition, Mr. Morgan?
Oh, yes. I mean, the gun is loaded, all right.
Oh, yes. Oh, well, now look, Frank... Remember, Frank, when the bugle starts to play, you let him have it, huh?
Oh, I won't forget. Just think. 11 million men in the army, and I get to shoot the bugler. Imagine the cigarettes I could get for this job. Are we ready?
All ready.
I got
Thank you, Frank Morgan. You really fulfilled the dearest dream of Private First Class George Sullivan, Jr. and the boys of the 3rd Division. And now, fellas, here's a treat again for you. It's time again for Martha Tilton. Martha?
Thanks, Linda. Fellas, this next number is for all of you, of course, but particularly for Phil and Paul and the sound gang aboard a certain fighting ship. For PFC Richard Fanning, Jr. at APO 937, PFC John Borum at APO 26, and PFC Kenneth C. Smith at APO 726. And this is for you, too, Joe Thompson. And it's also for George, Sully, and Don of the 12th Fighter Squadron. It's I'll Remember April.
This lovely day will lengthen into evening. We'll say goodbye to all we've ever had. Alone, where we have walked together, I remember April and declare I'll be content. You'll love me once in April. Your lips were warm and loving.
That was really wonderful. Well, I'm afraid we're going to have to call it a day now, guys and gals, because time's up till next time. But there's still time to say that we all loved being with you on Command Performance. Now, next week, there'll be a whole new show, so come on back again, won't you? Now, this is Linda Darnell saying good night and my love to all of you. Bye-bye.
Look for us next time and keep those letters rolling in. This is Ken Carpenter adding so long. Command Performance is produced for you men and women of the Armed Forces of the United Nations. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.